An artificial device built with a modified iPhone could turn out to be a huge breakthrough for people with type 1 diabetes. But scientists in the US say the bionic pancreas can successfully regulate blood sugar levels. It's an area where the Australian medical community is also making great inroads. Louise Creeley reports.
It's the use of a smartphone in a way you'd never expect.
It's called a bionic pancreas, which sounds like we're all robots, and to a degree, I guess we feel a little bit like that.
Built with a modified iPhone, US scientists say the portable artificial organ can regulate the blood sugar levels of those with type 1 diabetes.
Well, this is, I guess, the holy grail when it comes to diabetes research. This is what we've been waiting for when it comes to technology.
Renza Shibilia works at Diabetes Australia Vic. She also has type 1 diabetes and has followed the clinical trial in Massachusetts with great interest.
At the moment, if my blood sugar goes too low, I grab a handful of jelly beans and that will help my blood sugar come up. However, with the bionic pancreas, one of the hormones is glucagon and that will actually help raise blood sugar.
But back home, a group of Australian doctors and researchers aren't far behind, with a similar trial currently underway across the country.
It uses an insulin pump, the artificial pancreas platform, which delivers insulin under the skin. And this is controlled by an Android phone, which processes glucose information continuously provided to it by a glucose sensor also inserted under the skin.
Associate Professor David O'Neill from St Vincent's Hospital in Melbourne is one of the head researchers on the Australian team.
What makes our smaller study in Australia a little bit different to what's going on elsewhere is that we're actually looking at the psychological impact and the quality of life impact of an artificial pancreas and not just looking at the control of the sugars. So we think if I had type 1 diabetes and I knew that my glucose levels would be controlled well overnight and I didn't have to worry about having a hypo at night, I would think that I might sleep better at night, I might wake up better with my head in a better space.
Leanne Foster was the first Australian to take part in this so-called closed-loop trial and was heartened by the experience.
There was a sense of safety that this wasn't going to let me go too high or too low, but more than anything, it really was the sense that this is, you know, a real option as far as a much more sustainable treatment than, you know, what we currently have available.
In Australia, more than 120,000 people have type 1 diabetes.
I think it's very exciting. I've had diabetes for 33 years and I've always been told a cure is 5 years away. For me, this is the first time that I feasibly see something that, whilst it's not a physical cure, actually means a really manageable way to live with diabetes and to not constantly have it on my mind.
The ultimate aim of this is to improve the quality of life of our patients, who are the most important people in the room, and that's what this is all about.
Dr. David O'Neill, ending that report by Louise Creeley.